This is TWiT.
This week, the nonprofit software company Civil announced that you can register to buy a form of cryptocurrency called Civil Tokens that will be available for an August 13th offering. If you have no idea what that means, you might want to subscribe to the new Zigzag podcast, which is working with Civil, partly supported by Civil, and explains how Civil and the blockchain work, while also somehow changing the course of journalism, capitalism, and women's lives, plus solving the problem of hot sauce trolls. Our next guest is here to talk about how she is building her podcast on the blockchain. Welcome, Manoush Zomorodi.
Oh, it's so great to be back, Megan. I've missed you so. So thank you for having me. God, you just made my podcast sound like a mush.
Well, you can clear that. You can clear that up for us. So, like you said, we've spoken a few times. You used to host the Note to Self podcast. Now you've gone out on your own, which means I get to talk to you directly to book this. You don't have a special assistant anymore.
Me.
Which is one of the differences.
Better or worse.
tell us about, tell us a little bit. Give your better elevator pitch of
Zigzag. So my executive producer of the podcast that you mentioned, Note to Self, she and I were thinking it was time to go out on our own for lots of reasons. And we ended up talking to some folks over at Civil, which is, as you mentioned, a startup that is using blockchain to try and create an ecosystem, a decentralized ecosystem for journalism, where advertising money is not the point. People aren't having to go for clicks. They're not having to go through Mark Zuckerberg to get people's eyeballs. The idea is that can we find investigative local news and give them a place to flourish? Now, how do you pay for all that to begin with? Well, that's where Consensus, which is founded by Joe Lubin, he's one of the co-creators of the Ethereum blockchain. He has created this place, Consensus, where they are funding a bunch of projects, one of which is Civil. And so we were talking to them and they said, you know, we think you might actually be a good fit for this weird project that we're developing. We can give you a grant to get started. What do you want to cover? And we said, well, actually, we want to cover you, because this is the weirdest project we have ever heard of. And being part of it is kind of a weird meta mashup for us, where we are actually documenting in real time as this startup gets up and running and essentially tries to convince mainstream America that they should get on the blockchain, which is no easy task.
I love your, you go through and ask people, just regular people, what they think of it. And it's just what you'd expect. Like, I know what a block is and I know what chains are. And you do some great metaphors. You, I mentioned the hot sauce trolls, and hot sauce is one of the ways you, explain what the blockchain is and how it works. You also use a guy who sings a little song, which I still can't get out of my head weeks later.
Warm up. Sorry about that.
Do you want to give a little explanation of what the blockchain is in terms of hot sauce?
Well, you know, I think that they, like, your listeners probably know that blockchain is a technology that makes Bitcoin work. But actually, most people don't realize that Bitcoin and blockchain are related. So we have to just start with the real basics. And then talking about, you know, that blockchain is this idea of a string of computers, a necklace of computers that are all sharing information. And there are various blockchains all around. For some reason, most people say on the blockchain, which is like being on Sesame Street. I'm not really sure why that has happened, but so we have to sort of explain that. But the hot sauce thing that you're talking, that's the intermediate version of blockchain. We got really hot and heavy into TCRs. So those of you who don't know what a TCR is, that's okay. It's a token curated registry. And that's the idea of creating a mini economy, right? Where there's a cryptocurrency at the heart of it, where people don't have to use, again, ad dollars, right? What they're trying to get people to do, and what they announced yesterday, was that if you buy a Civil token, you then become sort of a player, a donator, a patron in this ecosystem for news. And you can do lots of different things with that token. You can do micro tipping eventually. You can vote to make sure that real good journalism is on the platform. You can also vote to get bad journalism off the platform. Or you can also stake your tokens and start your own website, your own mini media empire. I should clarify, though, I am not a spokesperson for Civil. I am not sure this is going to work. Full stop. But what I do think is very interesting about it, as someone who has really been on this like tech and ethics beat, this is the dawn of a new technology. Imagine if we had had this conversation with consumers when the internet started. Maybe we wouldn't be in the, I was going to say a bad word, fest that we're in right now. I mean, I think there needs to be a new conversation between technologists and consumers so that we build the tech that we really want. And that's what I saw as a sort of narrative opportunity with Civil.
Yeah, and opportunity being the key word. I feel like blockchain as an idea, as a concept, is very, like you said, very misunderstood. People have a hard time really understanding what blockchain even means. Mm-hmm. And yet it's entirely possible that 10 years from now, the concept of blockchain and everything that's built around it will seem as normal as the internet does now. When the internet first came out, a lot of people were scratching their heads because they just didn't quite understand it, right? We're at that beginning, that kind of inflection point where this new technology may be confusing, but there's tons of opportunity there. So it's awesome to be in a position where you can kind of put your money or your coin where your mouth is. But that also comes with a lot of risk, right? You mentioned that your operating budget is kind of half actual money and half, waiting for Civil coins to sell. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the grant that we got from Civil was half normal money and half tokens. And so that meant that we didn't know what that token amount was going to be. And did we have visions of Lamborghinis in our minds? Maybe a little bit, or at least enough that we could hire a couple people, right, to get our business off the ground. But yesterday in their announcement, Civil spelled out very specifically the parameters around the sale of the token, and they are extremely strict and conservative. And my impression is that the reason why they are so strict and conservative is because they don't want to be lumped in with the hundreds of ICOs that are fraudulent or preying on people who are maybe placing too much of their own money down, betting that this might be a get-rich scheme, that they certainly don't want to be regulated as a security. Like, there's a real deep belief in the people making this stuff that this is a way to create a utility. This is about creating an ecosystem for journalism. So how do you do that? You have a pretty... The hard cap for the token sale is very modest. They are not looking to make a ton of money. What they want is to play the long game and see if they can make this thing fly. There's also an arduous task that you have to go through in order to register for these tokens. They do not want people just being like, let's see if we can get rich. You have to take a quiz, which I failed. So as someone who actually has been immersed in this, I failed because I didn't know the difference between a hot and cold wallet. Do you guys know the difference between a hot and cold?
I didn't even know.
Totally new tech.
I didn't even know there were hardware wallets. There was such a thing as hardware wallets till I listened to your podcast about hardware wallets.
Yeah. It's a whole new world. And so I think that's why we're kind of the perfect proxy, because this is not easy stuff, but that's what their whole point is. They want people who are going to care very deeply about getting this thing off the ground. And if you can't sort of put in the time, they don't want your money either, which is admirable. But what if there aren't enough people who come and buy the tokens? That's my concern.
Mm-hmm. So if I believe that journalism is in a scary place right now, and I've believed for a long time that journalists need to be paid more, and it's, and there needs to be a way for good and honest media to survive, is that why, and I figure out what a hot and cold wallet is that why I would invest? But would I also invest because I think maybe I believe in that, and also it could be a way that I could put my kids through college?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not the last part. The first part, absolutely. Okay. You are maybe not happy about certain heads of state yelling at members of the press and calling them fake. You don't necessarily think that that Facebook, the duopoly as they're often referred to, should be the ones deciding how and where we get our news. And maybe you miss the fact that there was a local newspaper in your community and there isn't one anymore. And somebody needs to be keeping track of what the politicians are up to. So that would be the reasons why you would want to do it. And look, if you decide the token thing is not your bag, it's cool. Like nobody, not everybody goes on Wikipedia and wants to update the essays and the information on there, right? Some people just go to read, and that's fine too. So I think the hope is that a regular person might say, you know what, I do care about news and journalism. It's a fundamental pillar of democracy, and I feel a little bit empowered to do something about it. So maybe I'll put down $100 and see what this civil thing's about, and at least show my support and also educate myself and maybe learn about this blockchain thing. They are, by the way, going to be offering free webinars and having a free hotline. So they really are working hard to be one of the most effective or accessible consumer-facing blockchains ever. So there's free education here too. So I think it's a good, worthy experiment.
So you would compare this maybe to somewhere, something like, you know, subscribing to like a newspaper online, even though you could get it free, or but not the same as like changing everything in your IRA to like a socially conscious fund. Like you wouldn't compare it to that. Like you're not, don't go in this with your life savings.
Well, they won't let you. The protections that they have in place, they are so being so cautious about making sure that this is a there's a consumer protection element to this that's not even an option. They won't take your money. So I would say contribute or buy some tokens because you're curious, because you believe in good journalism, because you want to learn something, and because maybe you want to make sure that you, if there's one thing you can do, it's put a little bit of money where your mouth is, that you care about these things. But I think those are really good reasons to be part of it. It's why I've decided to be part of it. And I hope, you know, playing the long game pays off, and not in money.
But that wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, that'd be great. Like right now, there's two of us in this little office behind me. Like, that would be nice to add a couple of people for sure.
Absolutely.
I have to get a Lambo. It's fine.
Well, we haven't even really talked about the podcast, which is good because talking about a podcast is not as good as listening to the actual podcast. Sure. So I love that you're halfway through episode 7 dropped today. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to it, go to wherever you get your podcast. It's Zigzag Pod, and definitely listen, you guys. So I loved your episode 5, Men, Women, and Vulnerability, where you talked to Alex Bloomberg, who did a similar experiment, leaving his job and starting Gimlet Media. And so, yeah, it's interesting to see whether gender really changes the story there. So,
what do you think, Megan? Does it?
Yeah, of course. Gender always changes the story.
Yeah.
I think. Not necessarily, you know, either way. It's just not, it affects it in one way or the other. Like technology, it's
affecting. Yeah, neither good, not neutral, ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Manoush, thank you so much. You can find Manoush at Manoush Z on Twitter. And where's the Zigzag Pod, the best place to send people?
Yeah, or like you said, wherever you listen to podcasts, search for Zigzag. Take a listen. We'd love to hear from you and join this fun community that cares about journalism.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Manoush.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you both. Cool. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.